This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, it's the final segment. We're doing an extra segment here, and the great Drew Hernandez is taking over for the rest of the hour. If your stations don't carry it, you can find us all at InfoWars.com and Man.Video, and I'm on the air 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central every day. We have other shows at InfoWars.com. I really want all the viewers and listeners to go check out Revival.com and the amazing ministry of Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I'm going to be at his Sunday services watching them this weekend and this Sunday at 9:30 when it starts, and I'll also be back at 7 o'clock at night for an evening with Alex Jones that he decided to set up and beam out on all the satellites. But Rodney, we have hard breaks with satellites. I didn't hear the music. I apologize. Your amen got cut off. And so just, you still said it here, so the prayer went out. But say one more prayer,
yeah,
for folks.
Basically, if you prayed that prayer with us, then you, that means you gave your life to the Lord Jesus. And I want you to find a church that believes the whole Bible, not picks and chooses, and believes that Jesus saves, heals, sets free, delivers. They don't believe in lockdowns. They don't believe in closing the church. And they believe that Jesus is coming very soon. And then go to my website, revival.com. We've got soul winning tools. It'll tell you how to win souls, how to lead people to Jesus, because that's what we have to do to obey the Great Commission. Sunday morning is going to be great. Before the service, Alex and I are going to be riding around the lobby of a big pavilion, and then you can actually get to meet him, and it's just going to be great. Sunday morning is going to be awesome. It's called the main event. Alex will get up and greet the people on Sunday morning, and then Sunday night is going to be a night with Alex. It's going to be phenomenal. So you just need to get here. Revival.com. Tell you exactly where it is. You will have to register to come. It's free, and you'll have to show an ID, and we have very tight security. So I just let you know, that's how we've been running this church, and we've been over 1,100 nights in what's called the stand that takes place every night, because when they shut us down, we said we're never closing, and we'll go every night, and we're broadcasting around the world.
So you tripled down when they arrested you.
Yeah, because that would be the thing. If we just went back to Sunday mornings, if they want to lock you down, you just went back to Sunday morning, but we're going every night.
Haven't you been vindicated as the first preacher to get arrested, the biggest preacher to be arrested? They knew they made it in a lab. They knew they blocked therapeutics. They knew the vaccine wasn't the vaccine, didn't work. You have been totally vindicated for the international attacks you went under and everything. You had the courage, and that's why I love you, is because you have courage.
All the charges were dropped. And so, you know, my record was expunged.
Well, it's a blessing, yeah, because that got international attention, and then other churches started standing up.
Sure. Totally. So, but Sunday's going to be phenomenal, and I'm just honored to have you here.
Well, I'm glad you invited me. You've invited me before, and but this time I was able to do it. And when I said I'm going to move to Florida, I don't know if I'm going to move around Tampa or Sarasota or whatever, but I do intend to try to move at least a big part of the operation to Florida, because it's just beautiful, especially here on the West Coast. You know, we got to free parts of the East Coast. But Texas has really fallen to Democrats. I want Republicans to know we're losing the state. Am I running Texas down? As people want to know, we're losing it.
Well, it's hard for a Texan to ever say something like that, because if you know the Texans like I do, there's only one country, it's called Texas.
But see, my family on both sides founded the state. I'm not going to get into all that because I don't live off my ancestors. But the founders, on record, raised Colonel Travis's son, my mom's side, whole nine yards, dad's side, in it, whole deal, 1820s, Mexican land grants. We still have property we bought from the Mexican government in East Texas, thousands of acres. And so I want Texas to know the state has been completely overrun by leftists. They've taken all the major cities. And I'm not even saying Florida's great. It's just beautiful, good people. And I cannot be in jurisdictions run by the Democratic Party anymore. So wherever I end up moving, and I'm really serious about Florida, at least, main operations, is because you cannot be under these George Soros people. They've got the courts. They've got it all. The country's in trouble. But it's a process. Texans are always like, they'll never get us. We're this close to the state going down.
Yeah.
And if you lost DeSantis as governor, this state could be lost.
That's right.
I mean, these people engage in election fraud, folks. All right, revival.com, revival.com, the river in Tampa. Everybody better load up like the Beverly Hillbillies and get here. And you can seat thousands and thousands, so nobody's going to be turned away as long as they're not a criminal.
And when you come, when we do that night, we're going to have people line up to ask Alex questions. And obviously, there'll be a cut off point. Otherwise, it'll be to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fun night. I'm going to have our worship. We've got our orchestra here. I'm going to receive the offering from the ministry that night. And then after that, I will say goodbye to my YouTube and my Facebook. But we'll be live on satellite and all the streaming platforms that we are on, which we'll tell you about at that time. And then we'll have fun.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Emil.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarriors worldwide, you are now engaged in the InfoWar. Welcome to the fourth hour of the most infamous, according to the eyes of the globalist, infamous, most banned transmission on the face of planet Earth, The Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Want to say shout out to all the based InfoWarriors and thought criminals out there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure wherever you're watching this, and if you're watching it on Getter, Rumble, Infowars.com, Band.Video, wherever it may be, get these transmissions out. Get these links out. It is imperative that we get this information out, especially when we're talking gospel, we're talking Christ, we're talking things of eternity, where people are looking for answers because there are a lot of question marks with humanity living in total darkness, not having any path forward, not having any understanding of why the things are taking place. Right before their very eyes, Christ is the light of the world, and we are to let our lights so shine so people can see for themselves just exactly what's going on around them. Everybody knows that something evil is going on, whether you look left, whether you look right, whether you look up, whether you look down. It's all around you. And if there is an obvious, you know, this is kind of how I came to Christ. If there's an obvious awareness, okay, manifestations and reality of the devil, demons, spiritual entities that interface with humans to push them forward in terms of success for humanity, whether it be wealth, fame, fortune, stature, you name it. Whether it be that or whether it be, like you see in the Bible, demonic possessions, people that are oppressed by satanic evil demons and entities that attempt to torment mankind and push them further and further and further away from God, miserable, isolated, alone, afraid. Sometimes, most of the time, that backfires. Like in my case, that totally pushed me towards the gospel, the reality of Christ, and the reality of the multidimensional spiritual war that I'm facing every single day of my life. From all the way to the top, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, the Satanists in Hollywood, the music industry that all interface with off-world entities, which they call the Nicki Minaj's of the world, the Jay-Z's of the world, you name it, all these people that are open about it. And by the way, I was watching the, for all the Gen Zers out there, I was watching a documentary on Juice WRLD. Rapper that OD'd on his private jet. Kid was a total drug addict. Popped, like, I think he was on, like, 20, 30 pills of every single day. Popping Molly. He was drinking, like, ungodly amounts of promethazine every single day, where the people around him, his team around him, had to lie to him about how much lean they were pouring into his cup and his Sprite because the guy was a total drug addict. And, you know, I was watching the documentary and you know, it's nothing new, but I just found it interesting. It just never ends. It never stops. Kid said that, He was studying to be a lawyer. And one day he just decided to do PCP. Had this total euphoric high, right? We hear this a lot, right? Just jack out, kind of like your mind jacks out, goes into the multidimensional, decides he's just going to be a mainstream rapper one day. Just leaves being a lawyer, does some PCP, decides he's going to be a mainstream SoundCloud rapper, explodes, is worldwide making millions of dollars, becomes a total drug addict, which is totally sad, dies on an airplane. And it's crazy because when you watch the documentary, the guy's girlfriend, she's recounting what happened in the private jet because they were raided by police officers, gun charges, drug charges, all this stuff. And the kid OD'd. And she made this comment, just like the pastor is talking about with Alex Jones in the last segment. I mean, this spiritual reality is real. The girlfriend, right before Juice WRLD died, she said he made this screech, this inhuman screech and scream on the private jet while they were all getting arrested by law enforcement for the gun charges and the drug charges. He said he made this ungodly screech. This scream that she'd never heard before. And she said, I swear, she like closes her eyes. And you could tell she's like visually and in her mind, like reliving the audio. And she says, I just heard this ungodly screech. I'm paraphrasing. And she, these were her words. These are the quotes. I swear it was like just demons leaving his body. This is the, what she said. She said, I swear it sounded like demons leaving his body. And the kid died. He OD'd. So it's kind of like it goes back to what Christ talked about, especially to this generation where, you know, what is it to a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? Is the eternal price to pay to losing your own soul, gaining the entire world? It doesn't matter how many trillions of dollars. It doesn't matter how famous you are. It doesn't matter how smart or wise the accumulation of knowledge. It doesn't matter how much clout, notoriety you have. It does not matter at all. All right. Because I can guarantee you there was a man by the name of King Solomon that was that and more, most famous, most wise. God bless this man with ungodly. I mean, it's just like the guy was super rich. This guy had kings and queens. All right. Of foreign nations bringing gold, bringing just this guy was blessed beyond imagine. Okay. He had intellectual abilities that were given by God when he was a child because he asked God, you know, how do I judge your people? How am I supposed to judge your people? I'm just a kid. How do I do this? God was pleased with that answer and he asked for wisdom and God gave him this godly wisdom that was beyond anything. King Solomon was an advanced individual, rich beyond our wildest dreams, fame. His name was known worldwide, no social media. No TV, no television, everything word of mouth, maybe written letter at that. But this man's fame was worldwide, world renowned. You talk about a man that had everything you could possibly think of, okay? I mean, all the SoundCloud rappers think they got all the women. King Solomon had all the women, man. All right, this guy, he lost his way. He totally lost his way. Had everything you could possibly think of. And then he writes down the book of Ecclesiastes, okay? And he concludes, especially particularly to young people at the end of the book, know your creator. He speaks directly to the youth. Know your creator. Know your God. Young people need to know who God is. This is a guy that had everything that you and I will never can't even comprehend. And the guy concludes because he departed from God so far that life was meaningless, totally black-pilled at the end of his life, had everything you could possibly think of, all the women, all the gold, all the money, all the fame. And I'm talking like stuff we can't comprehend, man. All right. Not just like, yeah, this guy came up beyond Bill Gates, beyond all these people. OK. Guy concludes at the end of his life that it's all meaningless. It's shocking, you know. It's not like the typical, you know, cliche, you know, you could have everything but still be empty. You could have everything and still have nothing. But on the level of King Solomon, I guess the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is A, the accumulation of everything in planet Earth that we find valuable nothing wrong with money. The love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with being blessed with physical things. It's just when you start to worship all those things other than God, okay, God makes people famous. There's nothing inherently wrong with fame. It's the pursuit and the obsession with it, like Satan has, right? That desires, it's the desire to be above God, to be worshipped as a God, as an idol, okay? It's when you begin to make all those things God and you worship them. It becomes your identity. It becomes your everyday pursuit. It becomes the embodiment of who you are. And God is void of all of it. That's when it becomes a huge problem. And we know that here in the United States of America, that is the ultimate trend. Young people, it's just the attraction of mankind. It's always been that way. It's the shiny forbidden fruit. But you take a look at a guy like King Solomon that's been beyond every single one of those things and still concludes at the end of his life, this all means nothing. Because I was so far from God. Makes his way back towards God. Finds repentance. And at the end of the day, God is not the only thing. He's not a thing. God is what will fulfill. God is. Christ is what will fulfill.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Alrighty guys, we're back. Want to get into some of the news, but before we do, I want to encourage you guys, please go follow me, subscribe to my Rumble channel, Drew Hernandez Live. We get based Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to the channel, subscribe there as well. Follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. I appreciate every single one of you guys. And as always, it's an honor, man. It's an honor here to be here on band.video, infowars.com, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to get into some of the news, which I'm telling you, man, if you are not walking with Christ, you are a sitting duck. How would you ever know, like, what you're really facing? How would you ever be able to discern truly? Because there are things going on behind the scenes, obviously with the deep state, the shadow government. The Bible talks about this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual hosts of wickedness. All right. We are at war in this multidimensional universe that God has created. Sometimes they manifest. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they possess human beings in order to push an agenda or influence the masses. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they make a move. Sometimes they wait very patiently in order for a generation to die off that's obedient to Christ. And then they make their move on an entire next generation, which, by the way, that's kind of what you're seeing with this entire movement, the LGBTQ woke, disgusting mob that's going after children, that wants to mutilate their bodies, to sterilize, hijack the minds of an entire generation. It's an attack on God, an attack on those that are made in God's image. You're watching that. These are not just agendas of humans, guys. It's too strategic for that. These are not just agendas of humans that are being deployed in various countries. These have demonic origins. The Bible does talk about in the book of James, there's human wisdom, there's also demonic wisdom as well, and there's heavenly wisdom that comes from God, the Word of God, the messages that come from God through the prophets, right? But there's also demonic wisdom. We know that Satan is running things here on planet Earth. He's deployed his demons, disembodied spirits, fallen angels as well, that are calling shots. You take a look at the book of Daniel. Remember, Daniel was praying fervently. The angel came and responded to him days later and told Daniel, we heard your prayer. We heard you from the beginning, but this demonic spirit, this he called it like a spirit over the nation at this time. I had to go to war with it before I could get to you. So this is some real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Like, this is, they're geographically, strategically placed. These demonic beings, these fallen angels, their commander in chief is Lucifer and Satan. He's not God. Let's just get this straight. A lot of people get this theologically incorrect, right? The devil's after me. The devil's after me. The chances of that might be really slim, because we can't give the devil too much credit. He's not God. He wants to be God. God is omniscient, right? God knows everything. He sees everything. He's omnipresent, right? He's all knowing. God is, okay? But the devil's not. He can't be everywhere at once. He doesn't know everything at once. He can only be in one geographical location at once. So that's why when you take a look at the spiritual war from a biblical perspective, all of this is strategic. That's why the Bible says, hey, put on the full armor of God that you might withstand the wiles of the devil. That means the strategic, very strategic, well-planned and thought out schemes, okay, of Satan. And these are all carried out. It's very militaristic. They're deployed. They're very strategized as well. And they're very organized. And they know when to go after human beings. They know how to tempt human beings. They push their agendas at certain times. You start to see it bleed through humanity. every now and then there'll be some kind of new thing, some kind of new cult, some kind of new deep state authoritarian move, some kind of antichrist. That's why the Bible says, Alex mentioned it earlier, that's very, very accurate. In the book of 1 John, many antichrists have been deployed into the world, but the antichrist is coming. It's a spirit that is looking towards the very end that wants to dismantle anything that resembles God to implement itself as being worshipped as God. What is antichrist? Does that simply mean to be in opposition towards Christianity? No, that's part of it. But antichrist, you read it in Greek, pseudo-Christ means one in the place of, taking the place of Christ. Counterfeit, a fake, a phony. It could be technological. It could be a cult. It could be a human. It could be an individual. A lot of historians obviously refer to even Adolf Hitler as an antichrist, obviously I was. I mean, it was crazy when you see like what Joseph Goebbels was doing with Hitler. It was wild, man. It was totally propping him up as the savior of Germany. And the propaganda from the Nazis back in the 1940s, 1930s, they would take a lot of Christian themes, obviously, you know. Look how that ended up. You know, they would have Adolf Hitler when he was like flying in to go speak at his rallies, campaigning for the Nazis around Hitler Germany. These guys were advanced, man. They would have Hitler flying in a plane over thousands of people. You guys can go look this up, YouTube, wherever. They have Hitler flying over thousands of people in a plane, flying over Germany, and it would always be in the shape of a cross. And the message was, Savior, Messiah, Messianic figure of the German people. I mean, when you really look at the theology of Adolf Hitler and the psychotic Nazis, these people believed in the Aryan race, the oncoming of the 1,000-year reign of the Third Reich. Sounds very familiar to the Bible, doesn't it? Because Christ is going to reign for 1,000 years, and we, the born-again Christians, will rule and reign with him, which technically we will be very superior. And I don't say this in a racist way. It's just the theological, biblical interpretation. When we rule and reign, we're going to be advanced beings. We're going to be given geographical territory. We're going to be given abilities to be able to judge righteously over Christ's 1,000 millennial reign and kingdom on planet Earth. So we will be superior in terms of being with Christ, being with God, the ultimate superior one, which is God. It's not a racist thing to say. It's not a derogatory thing to say. It's not a discriminative. It's not a discrimination to say that. That's just the theological reality of the world that we live in right now. So technically, the reason why I say this is when you take a look at an antichrist, it's not just someone in opposition. The Nazis did this. It's someone in the position functioning as a messianic figure, claiming to be the Messiah, claiming to be the savior of a nation, of a civilization, of people, of a group of people. It could just even be a city. It could just be a cult of five people, a sex cult, a religious cult that we've seen. We've seen this over and over and over time. A centralized figure claims to be the Messiah that will save that group of people and take them into an eternity of ecstasy and salvation forever, right? It's just the same satanic message that's antichrist. But if they did the same thing with Adolf Hitler, the Nazis did the same thing with him. But what I want people to kind of see is how it's it kind of mirrors the scripture. Hitler's believed, and Hitler would interface with mediums, wanted to constantly make sure that he was hearing from some kind of off-world entity, some kind of prophecy that he was the chosen one, and he would be chosen to lead the Aryan race, the superior race, for 1,000 years, the third 1,000-year Reich into the future. You think about it, there's only one that's going to reign in the very end on planet Earth before we go straight into heaven and God revamps the entire universe. And that's Christ for 1,000 years. Now, how does that happen? That's antichrist. Not just someone that's in opposition towards Christianity and Jesus Christ, but it's someone that's a counterfeit, that's trying to take his place. There is no human messianic figure. It's only Jesus Christ, God in human flesh.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening acrylic calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And we are back. You are now watching, tuned in to the most banned transmission on the face of planet Earth, arguably the universe, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Alrighty, guys, well, let's continue. I wanted to get into some of the news today. Speaking of deception, speaking of wolves in sheep's clothing, there's a lot going on today, but I really wanted to zero in on this, especially with the theme that I've been hearing on the network all day today. With the deep state operations, all these deep state ops, the feds, setting Alex Jones up, setting Owen Schroyer up, the feds setting up patriots. You see the J6 operation. You see the false flags. We've been seeing these developments of the mega Republicans, the right-wing domestic terrorists. They're all plotting to shut down power grids across the United States of America. just priming the public to get ready to blame an adversary for when it happens, right? It's nothing new, because we know that false flags and psyops have been being practiced for thousands of years. The ultimate psyop took place in the Garden of Eden. Okay? The devil lied and manipulated and warped the mind of Eve, and here we are. We are plunged into the total fallen world and need to be redeemed by Christ Jesus through the cross, right? So anyone that says, you know, false flags, I mean, the Nazis did it, the commies did it, the totalitarians, the authoritarians, they do it. And, of course, the CIA and the FBI of the current day is going to sit there and convince you that that's all conspiracy theory. False flags are all conspiracy. There are no moves of the shadow government going against the people of the occupied nations. That doesn't take place anywhere. That would never happen in the United States of America. We are a first world country. We're advanced. We're advanced, not only technologically, but we are socially advanced. We're not Haiti. We're not commie Cuba. We're not socialist Venezuela. We're not North Korea. Oh, but yeah, you take a look at the CCP and all the tyranny going there, and you see Klaus Schwab running around on the news saying, well, they're the model. Bill Gates loves China. They're the model. They're the model. With their tyranny, it is just a technocracy. It's a technologically advanced tyrannical system. But it's supposed to appeal to you, because everything technologically today is supposed to make your life more convenient, right? It's being sold to us on a platter. Tyranny, digitized tyranny, is being sold to us on a platter of convenience for your life, right? Nothing wrong with technology. I love technology. I think God has blessed us with technology, because technology can be used for good. It could be used for the gospel. It could be used to save an innocent person's life. It could be used medically to really help somebody. But of course, everything is perverted, it's inverted, and it's used as a weapon of Satan, the New World Order, and evil against humanity, rather than used for the glory of God, just like a human being. A human being, in my opinion, the most advanced creation, God's creation, a human being, right? The mystery. But only God knows how he's engineered mankind. But why do you think that sick, twisted, satanic freak doctors and scientists, they want to have their own image? They want to build mankind into their own AI, cyborg, hybrid, human, animal. You know, they want to hack the bodies of humans. They want to rearrange the anatomy, the biological anatomy of human beings outside and inside the body. Why? Because they all want to be God, so they play God rather than just obey God. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with science. There's nothing wrong with technological advances. Those things could be used to actually glorify God. I think that science kind of reveals the revelation of God's creation, which the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 1. There is no denying the existence of this creator, because his fingerprints, his blueprints, the architectural blueprints of the universe and planet Earth are all around us. So there's no excuse. I guess what I'm trying to say is, where we're at currently right now in this specific point in time is a lot of deception is introducing itself, just like the Bible said it would, just like Christ said it would. False messiahs, wolves in sheep's clothing, false prophets, individuals that claim to be hearing from God, claiming to be speaking for God, but in reality don't have the doctrines of God. That's the important part, guys. The important part here is that whether you're seeing something in the mainstream media, or whether you're seeing something in alternative media, or whether you're seeing something arise that claims to be the truth and enlightenment, or whether you're seeing it in a movie, through music, or whatever it may be, because we live in this interdimensional world where Satan and demons are all in charge, geographically deceiving the nations, through political figures, through cultural figures, through music, through the arts, through education, through the world of politics, you name it. You got to be really paying attention to these individuals that claim to have some kind of hidden enlightened knowledge. Or these individuals claim to be speaking on behalf of God. Do they have the doctrines of God in line with their message and their lives? Because Christ said, you shall know a false prophet, you shall know a wolf in sheep's clothing by what? You shall know them by their fruit. That's how you know whether they're true or whether they're false. The fruits of their lives, their lifestyles, the fruits of their doctrine, the messages that they preach. Does it line up with the words of Christ? Does it line up with the doctrines of Christ? Does it line up with the inherent, perfect word of God? If the answer to that question is no, you're dealing with a false prophet. You're dealing with a false teacher. You're dealing with a heretic, or you are dealing with someone that is absolutely deceived. We see this in the book of Acts. Apollos was coming out preaching the same message that John the Baptist had. Didn't quite have the full message of salvation that Christ brought. And so the disciples of that time had to sit him down, explain to him the full gospel, and then they deployed him. And then he was preaching the full message, right? Someone can be preaching a false message, but be totally ignorant and deceived. But the test of time, you will discern their fruit. If you confront that individual and you explain to them, your message is way off, man. This is what the Bible says. Let's get it right so we can make sure that we're not deceiving people. How they react to that will show you their true fruit. Do they get defensive? Do they defend their false theology? Do they defend that they're not in line with the Bible? Do they defend that they're actually not preaching the accurate gospel or word of God? Do they get hostile? Do they come up against you? Okay, well then they're an agent of Satan, and their fruit is not fruits of repentance saying, okay, I got it wrong, God. I got it wrong. Let's come back. Let's preach the full counsel of God. That's fruits of repentance, especially, guys, it's very clear. If you take a look at the Bible, teachers are held to a higher standard. They will be judged more strictly because they are coming out and identifying as a teacher of the eternal word of God. So not only will you be judged stricter, not only by your peers and those around you that are listening to what you're saying based off of your doctrine and your lifestyle. None of us are perfect, but there is a higher standard for pastors and teachers. Those that claim to be walking with Christ, be above reproach. Don't bring a disdain to the gospel. Don't bring a reproach to the gospel. But guys, listen, we all fail. But what I'll say is this is someone that comes up and starts to claim to be speaking on behalf of God. Okay. Those that bear the word of God and that are teaching others and speaking to others, you will be held to a stricter judgment, not only by your peers and those in theological circles that are listening to you and discerning, but God himself. Why? Because it is such a heavy responsibility to be speaking on behalf of the eternal God. I mean, think about it if someone was running around speaking on behalf of you. If they got it wrong, yeah, you'd be kind of pissed, right? You'd be kind of offended, like, no, I don't believe that. That's not what I say. It's not what I believe. That's not what I said. Please don't misrepresent me. And this happens to God every moment of every single day. But this is why we got to get it right. Show yourself approved, a good worker that rightly divides the word of truth, rightly divides the Bible. You got to spend some time with the Bible. You got to spend some time with God. You got to make sure you know what you're talking about. You got to make sure you are as accurate as you possibly can be, because we're talking about souls here. We're talking about shepherding souls. We're talking about either leading accurately or misleading, terribly inaccurately, the souls of human beings that God sent his only son to bleed for to save. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back. This is my final segment here on the Great Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. I want to thank you guys for rocking with me, all the base thought criminals, info warriors worldwide. I want to encourage you guys, please go subscribe to my Rumble channel. Just go search Drew Hernandez on Rumble. You will find it. Trying to get to 50,000 subs. Also, follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live, and make sure to go to the InfoWars store and support the InfoWar, because we definitely need your help. You can see that up on the screen right now. 40% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off BrainForce Duo, 40% off BrainForce Ultra. Make sure to go support the InfoWar right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We are up against the Klaus Schwabs, the Bill Gates, the George Soros, and now the Alex Soros, which I'll tell you is going to be probably 50, 100 times worse. Because the evil son's always got something to prove. So we don't have an unlimited war chest. We just have we the people, you the people. That's every single one of our people that are watching this transmission on a daily basis. So make sure to go support the InfoWar today at InfoWarsStore.com. Alrighty, guys, I wanted to get into some of the news, especially talking about false prophets, deceivers, and those that claim to be speaking on behalf of God. You got to really be careful and guard your heart. Because a lot of people might identify wolves, people that are obviously misrepresenting Christ and God in such a miserable way. It happens in many various different ways. You get guys that run around claiming to be preaching Jesus that turn out to be pedophiles, whether they identify with the Catholic Church, Christian, evangelical circles, you name it, right? And it causes people to turn their back on Christ. But you got to always ask yourself, is that a representation of Christ? Is that who Christ is? Or is that just a fallen human being that's twisted and evil and sick in the head and sick in the heart that's perverted the name of Christ with their behavior? I'll tell you one thing, all right? And I always tell people this, never, never let a man, never let a woman, never let an off-world spiritual entity, a disembodied spirit, fallen angel, never let anything separate you from your relationship with Christ. All of these fallen things that human beings will fall and let you down with, Christ never will. So never take your eyes off of him. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the perfect one. He is the one without flaw. He is the one without mistakes. He is the one without blemish. He is the perfect one. Okay? So if everything around you is failing, politicians, so-called churches and pastors, Christians, you name it, you never let him go. You never let him go. Never take your eyes. You never let his hand go. Spiritually, you never let go. I always encourage people that, because as we go further and further down these days of deception, you're going to see Christ warned us, man, a lot of false messiahs, false prophets, people attempting to represent him that are nothing but perversions of who he is and what biblical Christianity is. So I say that before I break down this last story, because I think it's appropriate and I think it's important to talk about, because you're going to continue to see a lot of the stuff, guys. The Vatican is promoting a study calling for radical inclusion of LGBTQ+. LGBTQ+. The Vatican is coming out, and we know the Vatican has had a whole host of problems with pedophilia that needs to be called out, peacefully eradicated, because that is a miserable, horrific representation of Christ and God and the doctrines of Jesus. But of course, the Vatican is now promoting a study calling for radical inclusion of LGBTQ+, which obviously includes not only adults, but the youth, because that is the New World Order agenda, perverting God's biological design for marriage for mankind. Biological male, biological female, for what? For the purposes of fornication? No. For the purposes of holy matrimony, in the sight of God, honoring God, and yes, for the purpose to be fruitful and multiply, biological procreation for the human race. You can't have that with homosexuality. You can't have that with sodomy. You can't have that with gay sex. The Bible's very clear on this in Romans chapter 1. God has incinerated groups of people over homosexuality. Sodom and Gomorrah, God has dealt with this in very, very aggressive ways, okay? So yes, God takes this very serious, because this goes to the genesis of who we are as human beings. And when you get to the New Testament, fast forward, Romans chapter 1, God says, when I give a people over to a reprobate mind, okay, it's a judgment. When God gives a nation, gives a people, a person over to a reprobate mind, total depravity, one of the red flags, actually I won't say red flag. I'll say one of the identifying factors that has happened is that homosexuality becomes absolute dominant in that nation, in that culture, in that individual. God says that men burn with lust towards each other and women do the same thing. They forsake the biological use and order of how God designed everything for mankind to function in the future. And then God comes and says in Romans chapter 1, not only do they do that, but they pay the penalty due to them. It's an error. AIDS, STDs, the spreads of HIV, everyone loses their mind, total reprobate. That's why you have the whole trans movement coming now. The homosexuality comes first. And then the reprobate mind is right there with the perversion, and it's just anything goes from there. Anything goes from there. Everyone just loses their minds. That's what the trans movement is. The transhuman movement, trans people aren't real. They don't exist. They're all just homosexuals. I say that all the time because it has to be repeated. I'm giving you guys Bible. I'm just giving you straight biblical doctrine, all right? The trans people don't exist. They're all just homosexuals. All right? And so if we're going to be honest about revival in this nation, if we're going to be honest about taking this country back to God, we have to address the biggest thing in our face right now, culturally, especially in the United States of America, with this LGBTQ occupy everything, this homo nationalism, this gay fascism corporately, socially, you name it, that we're seeing across the entire board. They're infiltrating the churches, but I thought they hated God and that God didn't exist and that God was an oppressor. No, they're just going to come in and make God a homosexual because they're going to make God in their own image, an idol that they were all worship, and they'll try and push the real God and the real Christ out of the picture. That's why this has to be addressed. This has to be addressed accurately. It has to be repented of. No more cuckery from conservatives and limp-wristed Christians that want to sit there and dance around this. Let's address the elephant in the room. This goes back to the genesis of who we are as human beings. God instituted marriage. There is no gay marriage. God instituted his traditional marriage. And there's a consequence. Not only physically with the spread of AIDS, HIV, they can't procreate. They can't repopulate a nation. That's why in California, they're pushing bills so that the LGBTQ mob, if you don't accept the pronouns of your child, they will just take your kid and put them in some homosexual family unit. It's the only way it can go. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan, okay, was cast out of heaven because of pride. That's why they all identify as the pride movement. They identify with Satan and Lucifer, their father, the devil. So they come to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal the rainbow. Steal the Bible. Let's rewrite God. Let's make our own homosexual version of God. Yes, let's destroy theological circles. Let's destroy Christianity. Let's destroy the family unit. Let's destroy the bodies of children. Let's destroy everything that God has instituted and created. That's the agenda of Lucifer at the end of the day. So if we're really going to bring this country back to God, I'll tell you one thing. The mass murder and genocide of babies is right up there. That has to be eradicated out of this country. That blood cries out to God in heaven on a minute basis. And I will also argue, because marriage goes back to the genesis of mankind, God instituted traditional marriage. Call it hate speech. Call it bigotry. Call it whatever you want. I don't care. All right? I'm going to be right, not because I'm right, but because the Bible is the authority for mankind, for the universe. It's a very simple thing, right? But that's part of the cuckery where people don't want to just really address it because I got a gay friend, or I got a gay this. Okay, man, well, that person's got to repent just like you and I did. It's a mind change. It's a redirection of the ship. You're going one way. We were going in the wrong direction. It's time to go the other way. This has to be addressed. It has to be changed. It has to be repented of. And right now, I'll tell you right now, this is the one thing that is obviously now infiltrating churches, wolves in sheep's clothing. The Apostle Paul made it very clear. The Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That's exactly what we're facing every single day. We want to come back to God. We want to bring America back to God. Then let's submit to the Word of God and the doctrines of God. All right, guys, I'll see you on the next one. War Room starts in just a couple minutes.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extend.